from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
11, 12 games. He just is. He's a solid coach. He does dumb things in the playoffs. Dallas has a roster, but they're in the similar situation to the Niners. What's going on with CeeDee Lamb?
I don't know. The Cowboys, I got to look at their schedule because I don't like the Cowboys. Jerry Jones tried to walk it back yesterday, said, no, we need CeeDee Lamb.
They do.
But last week it was like, oh, there's no urgency there. Really? And then CeeDee Lamb, LOL, the tweet was like, oh, really? There's no urgency? Please. Go ahead, step on the field in week one without me and see what happens.
Who do you think is waiting for, like, because that's part of this. You have the Ja'Marr Chase element.
Yeah.
You have the, because he's holding out, essentially, in Cincinnati. Yep. You have the situation that's going on in Dallas with CeeDee Lamb, and then you have what's going on with Brandon Ayuk here. Well, Who do you think cracks first here?
Well, I think Ayuk cracks first, whether it's with the Steelers or the Niners. And I think CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase are waiting on that.
Interesting.
Because they're thinking, there's no way you could pay Brandon Ayuk more money than me.
Considering
Ja'Marr Chase, what they've done, the totality of their career so far, who's the better player? Ja'Marr Chase is a game changer. We'll all take Ja'Marr Chase. And you know how much we love CeeDee Lamb. I mean, that draft when CeeDee Lamb came out, he dropped to 17 to the Dallas Cowboys. I'm thinking to myself, 17? 17? CeeDee Lamb? This guy played with three different quarterbacks in Oklahoma, still balled out. So I think he's waiting on that money. But what to do with Brandon Ayuk? Apparently Friday they all came to the table. They all had a meeting and hashed everything out. Are we really going to try to lose Brandon? Because I'm not in the camp of losing Ayuk. I don't. Not with the injuries that they have. Again, the Niners have 23 players missing practice. They got so many guys on the sidelines in red uniforms or in medical tent uniforms that they had to cancel their scrimmage this week against the New Orleans Saints down in Irvine, California. So they're not even going to have a scrimmage this year, which I think is going to hurt the 49ers. Not getting that extra work, getting those extra reps, because you're not going to play all your guys in the preseason. So you're already behind the eight ball. Ricky Pearsall hasn't been able to stay on the field. Jacob Calvin hasn't been able to step on the football field. Isaac Arendo, we saw on the first day of training camp, basically pop his hamstring. He hasn't been seen since, Shasky. I don't know where the Niners are at when it comes to Brandon Ayuk in these negotiations, but damn it, if it's over a couple million dollars, get the damn deal done and let's go. I don't want to lose Ayuk. I don't think they want to lose Ayuk, and I don't think Ayuk wants to leave.
I'm looking at the wide receiver room right now, and I'm going to put Ayuk to the side, okay? This would be your wide receiver room, essentially. Debo, Juwan Jennings. I'm going to say Chris Conley. I think he makes the team. Would you agree with me because of the special teams factor?
Is that?
Debo, Juwan Jennings, and Chris Conley makes the team because he's a special teamer. Right? Okay.
Correct.
Pearsall will make the team because he's a first rounder and
that's
a rookie.
Four.
That's four guys. This is without Ayuk. Then it's 5, 6, 7. Cowing, I don't know. Tay Martin, I don't know. Trent Taylor, I don't know. I will throw Danny Gray in there. I think he's done. I think Danny Gray didn't suit up this weekend. I just don't. I don't see it. I don't.
He's done.
I don't see
he's
how
done.
He makes this team. So he's on the outside looking in. So do you feel good about this Niner wide receiver? I think they're nice.
You're forgetting about Robbie Chosen. Robbie Anderson, who signed with the 49ers on Friday. His last name is now Chosen.
Okay.
He changed his last name to Chosen.
Robbie Anderson. Okay. Robbie Chosen.
This is just, I think it's just a training camp body.
Okay. Well, that's okay. The nine guys. Like, if I put Ayuk in the mix, you feel way better.
Oh, no question.
Because right now, I don't know with Purcell. I don't know with Cowan. I don't know with Taylor. I don't know with Martin. Danny Gray, I'm just going to say he's on the way out the door. Hey, Robbie Anderson? I mean, come on.
Now, I got to say.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a lot of leaks going on. And again, we touched on this a little bit last week. We didn't get a lot of legs to it, but the last few years of Jim Harbaugh, it was leaks galore. And maybe this is the business of having a good team, but you don't hear a lot of leaks that coming out of Kansas City about what's going on in that locker room. They keep things pretty tight, right? The Rams, they keep things pretty tight. The Eagles, now we got the story after the season. There's obviously some dysfunction there, and they wrote a lot about that.
Can I pause you on the Rams just for a second? McVay did flirt with retirement and television.
After the season.
And so did Aaron Donald before he eventually did. But not to this degree.
Not to this degree.
When
not
they traded Jared Goff, it was like boom, we're trading Jared Goff and we're getting
Stafford. They know how to limit the noise. They don't let the noise blow over. There's a lot of noise going on with the 49ers, and there's a lot of leaks going on. And now you commented on our boy Brad Graham's SF Niners account saying there's only two options. The Niners are in the media every day. There's only two options, and they know what those options are. And the leak that went on over the weekend, which, again, got fans gassed up. And I don't like it. I don't like it. To go out there, and Mayoko wrote this, which I do think it's credible. However, I do kind of sit back and say, boy, are the Niners trying to use Mayoko? Are they trying to use Michael Silver to get their message out there? So the report came, and he wrote it Friday, that the Niners had a deal with the Cleveland Browns to get a second round pick, a fifth round pick, and Amari Cooper back for Brandon Ayuk, which sounds like a home run. That sounds like, boy, they're going to get over the Cleveland Browns. I don't know how much I believe that. And I'm not saying that Mayoko's a liar. I'm not saying that his report is incredible. But I feel like the Niners are putting things out there. Like, are the Browns really? After we talked to Anthony Lima, and we've heard everything from the Cleveland side of things, do you really believe the Browns are ready to give up a second, a fifth, and Amari Cooper for Brandon Ayuk? And then you get Amari Cooper, who puts on Instagram over the weekend, on his IG, he goes, LOL, I wouldn't mind at all. So he knows, oh, I go with Shanahan, I'm going to ball out. I wouldn't mind at all.
Look, could the Browns be offering that? Yes. And why do I think that? Because they're the Browns, and because they're the one team that, I mean, if you just look at their history, that Baker Mayfield took them to the playoffs for the first time in forever, won a playoff game against the Steelers, and they couldn't wait to get rid of him. Played hurt for them, and they couldn't wait to get rid of him. Then they traded one of the wildest trades. Like, everyone who, even if you were in on Deshaun Watson, during the time when they made that trade, you had to be like, yeah, this is a bold trade. A million first-round picks, and you gave him a ton of guaranteed money. So if there was one team that was going to give some outrageous package, it would be the Browns.
Now, I hear that.
Whether that's fair or not, that's just, my mind is like, yeah, I could see the Browns doing that. And if that is the case, and that deal is on the table, I'm actually now questioning why the Niners aren't doing that deal.
Right. Well, because
it resolves the situation.
Yeah, well, the Browns want to know. And I would just trade him and be like, hey, he's your problem now. You have to re-sign him.
Why would the Browns execute the deal? Yeah, they're not going to execute that deal.
Exactly. Well, so Brandon Ayuk said, he basically vetoed that deal. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to Cleveland. I'm not playing for the Cleveland Browns. So that's why the Browns haven't done it. But apparently that was on the table. I'm thinking to myself, damn, that's a big-ass package for Brandon Ayuk. Amari Cooper, a second and a fifth for this 1 year? Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat and have Cooper and Deebo Samuel. Now, I don't think Amari Cooper's Brandon Ayuk. I think Brandon Ayuk's the better player, but it ain't a big drop-off when it comes to Amari Cooper. His route running, his deep ball ability, so that was reported on Friday. So where are we at today? Like this thing keeps lingering and lingering and lingering, and it's getting louder and louder and louder. And now you're going to have a lot of disgruntled people here in a second.
There's no doubt. And the other thing I keep coming back to is, like, not only does he have to get acclimated, and I know he knows the playbook and he knows property, but you still got to get him up and running for your team. That's number one. And any team that you could conceivably trade him to, each day that you get closer to week one, you're kind of only making the situation more difficult for yourself.
No doubt.
Right? Because he's going to have to assimilate himself to the playbook, to the quarterback, to the situation. Like, so I feel like both parties, Ayuk and the Niners, are losing kind of, like, not just leverage, but, like, you're losing the ability to be effective week one, like, every day that goes by.
Yeah, every day that goes by, you're losing a day against Sauce Gardner and that New York Jets defense.
Exactly.
And also, you got to pass a physical. Got to get on the football field. Once you get on the football field, you're not going to be a full pads right away. It's going to take you a couple days to get in full pads. Then you got to get in football shape, and you got to work muscles that you haven't worked without the shoulder pads and the equipment and all that stuff. And so, yeah, it's going to be a process. He may not be ready to go until the next week of preseason or the next week of training camp or whatnot. So I don't know where we're at in this situation, but it's obvious that they're running out of bodies. And his training camp is off to a disaster.
Well, and then
it's a disastrous training camp right now for the 49ers, and I think it's safe to say this is not what you wanted coming off a Super Bowl loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. You wanted to be up and running and humming, and instead it's the complete opposite.
I thought last year was kind of a nightmare. You had the quarterback coming back from crazy elbow injury, right? Well, we didn't even know if he'd be ready, right? Just didn't know. You had the backup quarterback situation, I'll just say. You had Nick Bosa holding out. But you had a lot of healthy bodies, and everyone was ready to go. Outside of QB1, which is the most important, and Bosa. This year, left tackle out. McCaffrey, best player on the team, has a calf injury. You don't have your number one or number two wide receiver, depending on who you talk to. The rest of the DNs don't look good.
They don't.
You know, right now. There's a lot of unknown. Dre Greenlaw out, right? Yep. So, yeah, there's a lot. And you're mixing in another new defensive coordinator like you were last year. So, this isn't good. This isn't good.
The vibes are off right now. There's no doubt the vibes are off. And we'll talk to Vern Glenn at 8 o'clock, KPIX Channel 5. He'll join us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run
number one.
For Trout pick number one.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.